Blog Talk Radio.
They said we could
stay in the
spells at long
enough. Absolutely.
Spend some time in the country. We're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country. Leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone. The best in music, too. Spend some time in the country. We've been waiting here for you. Here in the country, waiting here for you.
Live from Ontario and heard around the world, welcome to In the Country with Dave Woods. This is the place for up-close and personal interviews, as well as great country music from our featured guests. So sit back and relax. Today's show starts right now.
Ontario's Dawson Rains has been working the indie circuit in local bars and festivals across the province for the last 7 years. This talented singer-songwriter has trained under Canadian rock icon Ray Lyle. One of Canada's top music producers, Jason Barry, is producing his debut CD to be released this spring. The first single, If Crazy Wasn't So Beautiful, is going to introduce Dawson to the top of the country charts and leave fans wanting more. It's my pleasure to welcome Dawson Rains to the show. Hey there, Dawson.
Hey, Dave. How you doing?
I'm doing awesome. Great to talk with you.
You as well. Thanks for having me on.
Awesome. That's great. Now, we're going to get to that brand new single shortly and play it for everyone. Debbie Wood sent me a copy of it, and I just thought it was an amazing song as soon as I started listening to it. And it sounds like something that is definitely going to hit the charts pretty well.
Oh, well, thanks for saying that. We're pretty excited coming out of the studio with it as well. So it's doing well so far in the first few weeks.
And can you tell us who the writers on that are?
Yeah, actually, two great guys that I've been able to meet more after the fact was Ken Johnson and Warren Sellers, a couple guys, one from Alabama, one from California, all working in Nashville, and a third gentleman named Daryl Burgess, who I haven't met yet, but the first two are doing very well for themselves in Nashville with the writing scene.
Nice. So when you first heard the song as a demo, did it catch you right away?
Yeah, when I went down doing the song search, the biggest part for me was trying to find songs that I could relate to just as a music fan alone, but then as a performer. And when this one came across the desk, it was just everything we were trying to do or look for in the fusion, at least the style of music I'm trying to do. And it just jumped off the table, so I had to grab it.
And it sounds like the fusion, what I was reading that you're doing, is a bit of rock and a bit of country, and you're putting that together. Would that sort of describe the sound?
Yeah, it's the best way to say it. We tried saying maybe it was Southern rock, but I'm not Leonard Skinner, even though I love the guys. So the best we could pretty much say was it's my classic rock background and my love of country. And Jason has just found the perfect mix for it. And each song just seemed to grow as we took the demos and try to make it our own, as they say. And Crazy definitely came off the table exactly how we were hoping it would.
And there's definitely a tie between those two genres, and I guess there's always been, but we've got acts like Bon Jovi, one of your favorites and influences, and they, of course, did quite a deliberate crossover into country, at least for a while, and a lot of their music is very country-influenced or country-sounding.
Yeah, it was actually kind of funny. I think it's one of those things where 5 years ago I would have said that was my choice to talk to John and tell him to go to country, because Def Leppard and Bon Jovi were two of my biggest rock favorite bands to go see and listen to. And the next thing I know, Joe Elliott's doing a crossover show and singing with Taylor Swift. And, you know, Bon Jovi's doing it with Jennifer Nettles. And it's like I've missed it by 5 years, but hopefully I'll get to sing with one or both of them down the road.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that as far as if you were chosen, say, for CMT Crossroads, where they take the country artist like yourself and pair them up with someone from another genre, do you have an artist in mind you would want to share that stage with?
Well, again, I'm going to have to get new, I guess, because Joe Elliott would be obviously the first one. That's Def Leppard's frontman. But if we're going to pick somebody new now, I don't know. Steve Perry from Journey wouldn't be a bad one to go sing with. So maybe
that'd
I'll
be cool.
Go to my third favorite rock band there. So
awesome. Yeah, Journey is a great great band, great songs from them.
Definitely.
And their stuff's been covered in the past. I think Open Arms was done by Colin Ray several years ago.
Yeah, I think it would be a pretty good mix to get him out. I don't think Steven's done it with anyone, so maybe if I keep going the way things are here, he'll take a call from me and we'll try to get that set up.
Now, you've been touring around quite a bit. So have you got the performance side of things down pretty good? You feel pretty confident and relaxed on stage?
I definitely feel that that's somewhere where I want to be for a long time, and now having the chance to be out doing the bar circuit for many years and then now stepping away and doing my own music, coming back with it in the festivals that I've done, it's definitely home for me. I love being on the stage. I love being at the front. I love interacting with the fans, and you know, to see them up and dancing around and hopefully singing more of my songs down the road just wants me to do it more and more. So, yeah, it's definitely home for me.
And I was reading that one of the people, or the main person, I guess, you trained under is Canadian rock icon Ray Lyle. So did he kind of work with you and give you some pointers? How did that all come about?
Actually, I crossed paths with Ray years and years ago, and he just left such a great impression on me as a person, let alone a performer. And when I decided to make this a full-time career and want to get the vocal pipes back in order, I went and I found him and actually auditioned for him to see if he'd take me on as a student. And as soon as I did that, it took off, and he became a mentor as much as a vocal coach. So he was preparing me for the good, the bad, and the ugly of the business, and gave me a really good head start on what I was looking to do and how long it would take and you know, what I would need to persevere to keep going and getting to where I'm at now.
And that's so important to have somebody who's been there and done that to sort of let you know, because if an artist came along and was trying to get into the business without sort of having some inside information, it could be pretty, pretty challenging.
Well, I think most think of the scenario where everyone wants to go down to Nashville and walk off a bus and be a star. And I don't know if I was quite there. I think I was a little more grounded, but you know, you want to see some results, but he said from the get-go, you know, we're going to give it 4 years, and that made me step back a little bit, but he was right. You know, by the time I got in, started working my voice, working some of my writing skills at that time with him and doing smaller performances, it took about 4 years till he really said, okay, you're ready to go, and gave me, again, the bus ticket and said, get down to Nashville and start working some areas down there as well as up here.
And when you went down to Nashville, is it kind of tough to look around and see that there's so many people wanting to do what you're doing sort of as well?
It was amazing to find out that almost everyone you spoke to, and not trying to pigeonhole anyone, but it was a lot of the bars and the restaurants, they were all singers or they're all songwriters, and you know, they were just paying their dues. And again, it kept me grounded that I might not be doing what they're doing, and I'm traveling back and forth, but it was a process that I knew I had to work and come up with something different, or continue to believe I was something different, to get a chance to break through as a new artist and maybe not, you know, kind of fall by the wayside. Not that they wanted to either, but it's a big, big ocean that everybody's trying to swim in here. So,
for sure. And there's so many Canadians down there, and I've had a lot of them on the show, Gord Bamford and tons of other names, and Victoria Banks, of course, who's living down in Nashville and doing quite well. So I guess when you're down there, you sort of have a community of fellow Canadians.
Yeah, I've been very, very fortunate on both sides of the border, but even being down there with my fellow Canadians, Derek Rattan, Jason Blaine, even Johnny Reed and Jason McCoy, actually, all crossed paths, and they've all been very supportive in their words. And it's nice to see that when you're down there, it's almost, yeah, like a little Canadian community where, you know, they're looking out for each other as much as they can while they're doing their own thing.
Sure, sure. That sounds great. Do you think, Dawson, that there's something that country music does better than other genres of music out there, one thing that maybe it does above and beyond?
I guess if I have to say one thing mainly, it's just how they connect with the fans. Like, first and foremost, I'm a music fan. So country, to be honest, with Garth Brooks, when I started listening to him, it's like he sings to you. He wants to be a part of you and the whole experience when you're at a concert. And I just find that with country performers and the country fans, there's just a connection there that I've not seen completely so real at other different genres. And for me, like I said, with rock and then bringing that kind of feel into it, but having the storytelling and the connection with the countryside, it's just a perfect fit, and it's definitely no other place I'd want to be.
That's very cool. Well, we're glad that you are in country, because we're going to share the song in just a moment, If Crazy Wasn't So Beautiful. And like I said, the first time I heard it, it definitely sounded like a hit. So this is going to be part of a CD that you're working on now with, of course, the great producer Jason Barry.
Yes, Jason and I have been working on it for, I guess, just under a year, and got to this point to release the first one, and we're just actually tweaking the last few songs to have ready in the next week, and it'll be ready mid-March is what we're shooting for, to have a big CD release. And he's, like I said, the brains and the drive behind all of this. He's an amazing, amazing guy and producer,
right,
obviously.
Excellent, Shane, or Dawson, rather. We'll come back and talk more about the CD and other stuff going on with your music. But let's share that single now, the current radio single from Dawson Rains. This is If Crazy Wasn't So Beautiful here on In the Country.
Tight and honeytone tan makes a man hypervent. Say goodbye to his good sense. Little white lightning in a jar. Yeah, she's the one dancing on the bar, and I hear those words the whole night through.
Man, is she really here with you?
That honky tonk woman.
Derby car, she smashes on the weekend. She's a double black diamond daredevil. Yeah, she's a courageous rebel, breaking hearts and twisting metal just as easy as she's breathing.
Bungee jumping.
If Crazy Wasn't So Beautiful here on In the Country, and that is the current radio single for our guest, Dawson Rains, with a CD on the way in the spring produced by Jason Berry. You can head on over to DawsonRains.com, that's R-E-I-G-N-S, and you can find out more about this rising star. So, Dawson, was the demo as produced as that to give you an idea, or did you guys take it to a whole new level?
And definitely got to a whole new level. I mean, the demos are done very well for us to get a feel for what's happening, but it's a matter of what you do back at the studio. And again, I get enough about Jason, what he does and his ear for, you know, what I was trying to say I want it, and him putting it together and coming up with that. And it's over time, it just got better and better and better, and this is what we ended up with. So I'm very happy with it.
And the song selection process for the entire CD, could you give us an example? We've talked to other artists, and it's amazing the amount of songs they have to listen to pick the final 10 or 12. How has that process gone for you?
Yeah, actually, it took about, again, being back and forth from Nashville, it gave me the benefit of it, but probably about 8 months, and going back and forth to different publishing houses and seeing what they had new, and getting in and having to sit down and listen with the person at the house. And you hear, honestly, hundreds of songs, and you just kind of go through them really quick. And right. I based it on mainly first with the music, if it grabbed me, because, again, I'm a fan of music first, and I want to be up and dancing and singing and loving it. And so when I heard that was one. And two, it came down to the words, the story, and some of it's fun. A lot of my music is very upbeat, and there's a few that are, you know, a little bit more mellow, slow, still with a heavy rock edge, but had a good meaning to it. So that you just have to go through that whole process and grab as many as you can so that when you come back to home and sit down and you go through the studio with them, you just start kind of whittling away and these are your best 10, these are my best 10. You come down to you get about 15 and then you pick your top 10.
Must be a great feeling when you do hit play and you it's the song that you know is just great, like the single you just chose, and so you go through some that are maybe good but not great, and then you find one that just connects. That must be a pretty cool feeling.
It's a very cool feeling, and you know, you take the positive first and say, yeah, it's great to pick these ones out, but it's weird when you pick the 10, you're still kind of looking back going, but those other two, but
right.
You know, most people do a 20 song CD if you did it that way, so we're very happy with the 10 we ended up selecting for my first debut CD, and definitely the list we have to start off here with the songs coming out.
Now, are there any plans for a video for either this single or a song down the road?
I don't know about this one, but we're hoping that a video will be coming shortly, if not with the second single, definitely the third, but that's a lot to do with the industry, so we'll see how that plays out. But
right.
I'm very lucky. I have a great friend now in the industry who's done very well, and it's Stefano Barbaros and his Arcadia Pictures here in Canada.
Right.
Stefano is one of the top award-winning guys at CMT, Mudge Music and that, and we've hit it off, kind of the same thing. He heard the music and he said he liked it a lot and liked, you know, what I was looking to do, and he's on board. So as soon as we can get something going, he will definitely be taking care of my first video for sure.
That's great. We had him on, actually. We did a Vancouver special last year for the CCMAs and had him on and got to talk with him. And he's done some pretty big videos, as you know, award-winning videos for Doc Walker and different people like that. So obviously a great director to have on board.
I've been very fortunate, if not blessed, to have the people I've been surrounded with between Jason Berry, Debbie Woods, obviously my publicist, who's done absolutely amazing things for me on my
right.
launch, and Stefano waiting in the wings just saying, let me know. So I've been very fortunate, about all I can say every time I talk about these people, so I'm excited.
Yeah. That's awesome, and it's as you're saying, it's so much a team effort. It's never one individual, it's the team you've got around you that sort of pushes you towards the top.
Well, it is that, especially currently as an independent, which I am, and you know, proud to say it for the time being. But you're doing everything on your own, and you're counting on a lot of good people around. And I have to bring up, even for a small independent, I have a couple endorsement people that if I didn't have them, it's a tough industry. And you know, EAS Supplements is helping me out, and I'm just now with Carparelli Guitars here in Canada. These people are now part of my team, and they've all helped out in one way or the other to get me where I'm at.
Very nice to have them. So that's sort of support for the touring you're doing?
It's actually support both for what I've done and the touring coming
right.
up. Carparelli Guitars is actually, I'm going on a radio tour in Ontario here on February 1st for a few weeks. And I've just signed on with them. So they're actually supplying the guitars for my guitarist accompaniment and myself. And also looking at making a custom guitar for me when I go on stage myself.
Nice.
I can show everybody what they do, which is very nice, a great Canadian company. And EAS, I'm a health enthusiast, so EAS is a huge, huge sport nutritionist supplement company, and they deal a lot more with sports people, but after meeting Steve Gibb, who runs the Canadian arm of it, he saw how intense I was into the fitness part of it and started working with me on the product side, and now we're working on actually a full launch for a product line that I'll be the face of Canada for. So
wow.
I'm very lucky again on that side, yeah.
That's really cool. That's a great endorsement to be tied into.
It's something that's, again, important to me as much as the music is just
right.
a healthy lifestyle. So that works out. And yeah, again, I keep using the word fortunate, but I've been very fortunate with the people I've been introduced to and the friendships and connections I've made here now in Canada too.
Now, Dawson, what about the songwriting side of things? Have you delved much into that and done some co-writing?
Yes, I have. It's definitely something for the second album. It's a goal. The next goal of mine is to have, if not all, at least 80% of the songs to be written or co-written by myself. But the gentleman that wrote, or two of them again, that wrote Crazy here, Ken Johnson and Warren Sellers, they've been doing, again, well in Nashville, writing for a lot of people. So we started to write together and actually wrote one in June that's making the rounds with some of the Nashville top list artists, and
nice.
It really got me going. I really want to start writing more because of that. So going back and forth as much as I can now, plan on doing a lot more writing in the next 6 months for myself, for the next CD, hopefully.
So when you were writing that particular song you spoke of, were you writing with a certain artist in mind, or you were just trying to write a great song that you could pitch to many of the top artists?
You know, we all as singers and performers, but when you get in with these A-list writers and they sit down, they're like, okay, this is a song title. Here's my video, or my concept for it. and you just go at it and you work hard at it. It's not so much this will be for someone, at least this wasn't, but as soon as it was done, it was like, you know what, this is a, you know, so-and-so song, or someone's got to hear this over in their camp. It's amazing at the end of it where you can see where this could be someone else's song very easily. So it was a lot of fun. It was very exciting. So,
yeah, I talked to some of the other artists and talking about the co-writing experience and how, you know, at first, when the first few times or whatever, a bit of vulnerability with your ideas because you're kind of new, especially if you don't know those people. But then it can become a great experience because you're getting the best of three or, you know, two or three people's talents put together.
No, for sure. And honestly, when I walked in there, I was definitely the new kid on the block, and these guys have had hit songs with other people. And Ken was the first one to say it midway through, because I think I made a comment of not holding my own weight jokingly. And he said, you know, there's three of us writing right here. Without one of us, this song doesn't get written. So it was really nice of him to kind of, you know, give me that vote of confidence, even though I was the new guy and just trying to contribute a little bit. So, yeah, the juices are running for the writing, and definitely plan on doing as much of that as I can in the coming months. So.
Perfect. Now, what about duets? Is there like an ultimate female country duet partner if you could record one, somebody you choose for that?
We'd have to slow the song down for the most of the ones that I have. I think we'd have to leave a few guitars. It's a little too heavy. I'd be talking a rocker girl, I think. But in country, Jennifer Nettles, her voice and how she sings and her physicalness when she sings, that would probably be one of the ones way up there I'd like to sing with for sure. She's just absolutely amazing, and Stay, that song has struck a chord with myself for many, many months. So if that would be the one, I think that would be a great person to sing and get a real great emotional song out together.
Yeah, it says a lot about a song and an artist when with the song Stay, that Sugar Land could do that. It's basically just a guitar and her vocal in the song. And like you say, it just stays in your mind and such a big hit. And just basically the song is what shines through in her delivery of it.
Exactly. For someone to get up there and, you know, talk about stripping it down, the guitar and her, and what she did with that, with her vocals, I think it moved and wowed everybody. So, yeah, it's that would be the wish list to help a duet with me work out well. It would be her voice on it. So.
Very cool. We're speaking with Dawson Rains. The current radio single is If Crazy Wasn't So Beautiful. Be sure to call up your local country station and request that to be played. What about advice, Dawson? We have other singers and songwriters who might be starting out listening to the show or maybe a little further on, but what kinds of things would you say they should do to sort of further their career?
Well, I'm going to have to take the words of two of the gentlemen that have helped me, and that's Ray Lyle and Jason Berry. Ray, again, just told me it's going to take some time. This isn't an overnight success for more than 95% of the people. So just work at your art, you know, work at it, your craft, be it singing, writing, or what it may be, guitar playing. And like Jason said, until you come out, you have time to make everything right and make it as best as you can. So don't rush it. So between the two of them, it's time. You need to be patient. But if you have the drive and you have the willingness to put in the time to get to where you want, you know, good things will happen. You know, I believe that's what's gotten me here, is I just kept going and kept going at it, believing at one time it will happen, and again, here I am. So I think that's the biggest amount of advice I could give anyone.
That's terrific, Dawson. Now, we've just got a few minutes remaining, but I wanted to ask you, if you were to do a cover song for one of your CDs at some point, is there, let's say from the rock world, because I know that's where a lot of your influences come from, is there one of those songs you'd like to take and kind of give it a country flavor and put it on your CD?
We've tried to do the Def Leppard stuff. It just not worked out. So,
it didn't happen, eh?
It just doesn't work for some reason, but... it'd probably be back to maybe a Bon Jovi song, especially with what he did with Living on a Prayer stripped down. To pick one of them, it'd be interesting. I don't know if I could give You Give Love a Bad Name a good country feel, but I might be able to merge the two and come up with something new maybe in the future.
Sure, yeah, definitely. That would be fitting. Well, Dawson, it's been a real pleasure speaking with you and sharing the new single. I was very excited to hear it when Debbie Wood sent it to me, and I want to wish you all the best in the career and with the new CD.
Well, thank you very much. And again, thank you for having me on your show. It's great, and it's a great opportunity for me to meet a lot of new people out there. So thanks, Dave.
Appreciate it, Dawson. We'll talk soon. My guest today has been country artist Dawson Rains. I'm Dave Woods. That wraps up this edition of In the Country.
Spend some time in the country. We're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country. Leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone, the best in music too. Spend some time.
country, we've been waiting here for you. Here in the country.